All right, well, Donald Trump somehow fell asleep during the UFC birthday event that was held on the White House South Lawn last night. A massive national controversy sparked after some trashy fighter named Josh Hokit decided to make a disrespectful comment towards First Lady, former First Lady, Michelle Obama. I'm honestly personally impressed at the ability for our president to fall asleep in any situation possible. It doesn't matter if it's during an intense Oval Office meeting that is on camera. He is sleeping. It doesn't matter if it's at a D-Day ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. He is sleeping. It doesn't matter if he's at a Knicks game. He is sleeping, as he did last week. It doesn't even matter if he's at a loud UFC event. You can find video of Donald Trump sleeping behind this. Now, while our sleepy president was, you know, dozing off during this, a massive controversy sparked in a few different directions. We've already covered on this channel the Eric Trump controversy, where some supposed DMs were posted of Eric Trump saying, hey, can you let me know who's going to win tonight so I can bet on them? We'll talk about that in one moment. But this controversy is sparking a lot of drama in the sort of bro, MAGA, UFC universe, and I want to walk through the reactions to this. We had a fighter named Josh Hokit, I don't even know how to say his name, I don't care, who grabbed the mic, grabbed Joe Rogan's hand, and says, Michelle Obama is a man, while Joe Rogan is standing there smiling. Obviously, this is despicably racist, homophobic, transphobic, everything. Like, he's just trying to be hateful overall. The crowd doesn't really react in the way that he wants, but this type of rhetoric and vile hatred is what I call trickle-down hatred. When the president of the United States is posting memes of President Obama and his wife as gorillas, when the president of the United States is calling Tim Walz a retard, saying that J.D. Vance is too fat, then of course the dipshits beneath him will continue to spread hatred in that manner. On the Adam Mockler feed, we are trying to build towards a future where masculinity equals empathy and integrity and courage and honor. If you appreciate what we do on the Adam Mockler feed and if you appreciate our philosophy, make sure you drop a like to help boost the video. Make sure you subscribe below. And let's start with this video right here.
And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?
Ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just disgusting. Disgusting. So, quote, Michelle Obama is a man, shouted on the White House lawn in a ring sponsored by Bud Light and World Liberty Financial, the Trump crypto company, only available on Larry Ellison's Paramount Plus. What a way to celebrate America 250 and the twilight of liberal democracy. Hassan Piker adds, remember when people freaked out because Obama converted the White House tennis court to also allow basketball too? People who had lots to say about that are the exact same people who absolutely love this shit. Now, it is worth pointing out there was a lot of pushback against this. From Dave Portnoy to comedian Shane Gillis, he said he didn't really like that at all. We even had some MAGA commentators cheering it on, which we'll get to in one moment. But let's start off with Dave Portnoy, the owner of Barstool, who likes Donald Trump.
There was one moment I do think Trump has to denounce, and anybody associated with it has to denounce. And that's that crazy fighter guy. I don't even have his name up here, but he won the fight. He took the microphone and he made a derogatory comment about Michelle Obama. To me, that on the White House lawn. Now, these are UFC guys, all right? They're crazy. They're idiots. You have Sean Strickland, who's one of the craziest people of all time, to the point you can't even pay attention to what he says, snuck in. But when you have that on the White House lawn, on an event you put down, I don't care what you think about the Obamas or anything, that has to be an immediate denounce. Like, wrong, doesn't speak for me. I have no problem with the event. I guess you run that risk because these guys are lunatics. But that was the only thing. If Trump should denounce it, he should say that was totally wrong. The event itself, listen, the troops seem to love it. All the people there seem to love it. I have no problem with it. I think you're crying over spilled milk if you are upset about the actual event.
So this guy does support Trump on most things, but even he's saying this should be condemned. Here's Shane Gillis, a comedian who, in my opinion, is probably more liberal than anything else. I mean, a lot of times people try to paint comedians as like inherently right-wing, especially people like Shane Gillis, but I honestly think this guy has a good moral compass on him.
Hey, Shane, how'd you enjoy the night, man?
It was pretty cool.
What do you think of Josh
Huff's hit strike?
Can you please?
What do you think of him saying Michelle Obama's a man?
I didn't love that.
Didn't love it? How come?
Jump in, Shane.
Why did you think?
A lot of people have said the opposite. That's why
I don't like that.
Trump's job.
Yes, we're all good. We're all good. Thank you.
What do you think of the cancel culture?
I kind of like that. I kind of like the simpleness of, I don't like that shit. I don't like that. If I had to guess, he's probably saying, listen, comedy can be edgy at times. You can say edgy things in comedy. That's not what Josh Hokit did. He was being an intentionally hateful asshole towards somebody who wasn't even a part of the event and didn't deserve it. If you want to make an edgy joke at somebody's expense and there's like a punchline later and you're ultimately punching up and it's like a powerful figure, that's one thing. But just being a hateful asshole towards Black Americans, by extension, trans Americans, by extension, basically all Americans, you're just being a dick. That's it. Brandon says, you can tell Shane Gillis constantly hates being surrounded by stupid chuds, but has to accept it because it's his fault. He's constantly trying to push back on this slightly right-wing stuff, and he does it from a very good framework. I really, really like how some of these dudes are pushing back and saying, you got to stop doing this. Here is Shannon Sharp going off on UFC fighter Josh Hokit. Let's listen.
And it didn't get the response right. That he hoped that right. It was going to get. I mean, so you take that platform. So I just want to make sure. I want to make sure there's a certain network that says athletes shouldn't, you know, don't bring sports into politics into sport.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She happened to be low-hanging fruit. They know that woman. She's not that, yeah. But it's good. Just like they know that man was born in America. And the man that pushed that. Now, they hate lies, and they hate conspiracy theories. But they pushed one for over a decade. But yeah. That was cool.
Wait, this is a really, really good point. The reason why it's so, quote unquote, cool to hate on Michelle Obama and the MAGA movement is, number one, she's Black. Number two, she's a woman. But number three, what I think is a huge driver is that Donald Trump led the way in pushing conspiracy theories about Barack Obama not being born in America. Think about how sickening this is. As Donald Trump was coming up in politics, he was already famous prior for a lot of reasons, but as he was coming up in the political scene, he did so by saying that President Obama wasn't born in America and demanding the birth certificate. That comes downstream to then Trump supporters a decade, 15, 20 years later, denying that Michelle Obama is even a woman in the first place.
President Obama should have, you know what he should have done? President Obama, when he got into office, he should have filed a defamation. And for $100 billion.
That's what Trump would have done, actually. This is a great point. If this was reversing the roles and some celebrity was making up a lie about Trump, Trump would literally sue them, try to take their show off the air, and probably try to ruin their career. President Obama was above the fray. He said, who's this Trump guy? Why is he saying this?
And then have his Justice Department to pay it off. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If I'm Michelle Obama, that's what I'd have done too. Oh, y'all say I wasn't born here. Y'all say my birth certificate bogus. Okay, here we go, right here, boom. Y'all say I'm a man, okay, here it is, right here, boom. Now this is gonna cost you $100 billion. All right, Justice Department, yeah. Pay it off.
True, definitely that should happen. Now, here's the other side of the coin. So I've shown you some Americans who are genuinely disturbed by this, from Dave Portnoy to Shane Gillis to Shannon Sharp. Here is Dan Bongino, the former deputy FBI director, thinking that this was funny. Can I just say very quickly, and people in the comments, you know, feel free to push back at this if you want. I think the average American is not nearly as hateful as the people in this administration. Sometimes it feels kind of grim when I turn on Fox News and all of the people that Republicans push up are Stephen Miller, hateful, Donald Trump, very hateful, J.D. Vance, hateful. We have people like Dan Bongino. We have people like Elon Musk, very hateful. But today I did an interview with Michigan Senate candidate Abdul Al-Sayed. Really good guy, really chill guy. It's coming out tomorrow. Be ready for it. Then we have our debate show coming out Wednesday. We are working very hard at Mockler Media on all of this. We filmed an episode, and we talked about anti-Islam bigotry in America, and he made a point that the average American, the average person in his state of Michigan, even though they went for Trump, the average person isn't hateful. The average person, in fact, rejects this type of hate. People in my generation who even voted for Trump aren't always inherently hateful. I can't tell you how many friends I have back in Indiana where I grew up who have gay family members or gay friends but are also Republican. So I think that people like Dan Bongino and Trump and Stephen Miller are in the minority in America. I do.
It was pretty great, yeah. A lot of excitement. Yeah, it was a good time, man. I like the fights anyway, so. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, a couple quick knockouts. The last fight was pretty good. So, yeah, good stuff.
I got to ask, what do you think of Josh Hokett saying Michelle Obama is a man?
I think it was probably the most unexpected and unintentionally hilarious moment of the night. The whole place kind of erupted. So I think you see online like that kind of blew up.
It was kind of weird though because, you know, it's celebrating America event and then, you know, she's part of American history.
Listen, you got to smile a little bit. It's funny. Just joke around.
I don't know. I didn't find it that funny. What's funny about it? Just being an asshole? If it was a joke about Charlie Kirk, would you have thought that it was funny, Dan Bongino? I highly, highly doubt if that was a joke about Charlie Kirk, Dan Bongino would say, oh, sometimes you got to smile. Am I right? Michelle Obama, meanwhile, posted, hey, Barack Obama and I were incredibly honored to have Crosby create our portrait for the Obama Presidential Center. Her artistic brilliance shines through, and the way she infused such life and joy into the piece is truly extraordinary. We love it, and we think everyone who visits the center will too. Okay, so, I mean, she's really embodying, when they go low, we go high. You know what, Michelle Obama, I agree. For you in particular, when they go low, you should go high. Let us go low for them, you know? Let people like me and you go low because we are going to continue to fight for our democracy. UFC boss Dana White condemns fighter Josh Hokett for saying Michelle Obama is a man. Quote, I understand that the Obamas are public figures, but I'm completely against saying nasty and false things about people's families. Everyone knows my position on free speech, but I hate that kind of nonsense. Thank you. Thank you. It is nonsense. It is absolute BS nonsense. While this was happening, there was a deleted post from Daniel Cormier who exposed Eric Trump for asking him if any of the UFC White House fights were rigged. Quote, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for bringing this to light. However, I refuse to stay silent. Shame on anyone trying to ruin this beautiful event. And it's Eric Trump saying, hey, Daniel, I saw you were going to be attending UFC 250 tomorrow. Saw you were casting, hoping to see you there. He says, anything you can tell me about the winner of tomorrow? You placing any bets? He says, Don Jr., or Eric Trump, sorry. Nah, I'm actually not allowed to bet on any cards or anything. Are any of the fighters injured that you know of? I'm not quite sure. He said, I'll cut to the chase. Are any of the fights rigged tomorrow? Allegedly, this is directly from Eric Trump. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you're ready for our new formats, the debate show, the interviews, and beyond, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.